Hello there, fellow podcasters. My name is Christian, and this is...
Hannah.
Juan.
Julia.
Claire.
Mac.
And we're here to talk about the SDGs, mainly SDG number one, no poverty. The SDGs, or Sustainable Development Goals, are goals set by the UN that are hoping to solve the world's problems. The UN is hoping to solve these problems by 2030. But today we'll be talking about poverty. So, and namely absolute poverty and overall poverty. Absolute poverty is defined as a condition characterized by severe deprivation of basic human needs, including food, safe drinking water, sanitation facilities, health, shelter, education, and information. Overall poverty, though, is more or less lack of income, productive resources to ensure sustainable livelihoods, hunger and malnutrition, ill health, limited or lack of access to education and other basic services, increased morbidity and mortality from the illness, homelessness and inadequate housing and unsafe environments, and social discrimination and exclusion. Today we'll be focusing on regions of the world, namely like Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and so on and so forth. Some basic notes from poverty are people in poverty have less access to economic resources, technology, education, and have fewer job opportunities. Impoverished countries have higher rates of hunger and illness. Gender equality, feminization of poverty, women are more affected by poverty. And 767 million people live on less than $1.90 per day. Every day in 2014, 42,000 people had to abandon their homes to seek refuge from conflict. And 25% of children under age 5 have inadequate height for their age. Those are some basic facts of poverty, some basic statistics from all around the world, and from resources like the World Wide Web. Now, I'd like to present one of the regions to... That suffers from poverty, Latin America.
So Latin America, 20% of Latin Americans live in chronic poverty, meaning that they have struggles with breaking the cycle of poverty, or getting out of poverty. That's about 130 million people, which is about a fourth of the amount of people living in poverty in the world. Many Latin Americans live on less than $4 a day. In Latin America is considered middle class. They are the largest food exporter in the world, yet a lot of people still have trouble getting access to healthy food, which is really shocking that even though they contribute so much to the health and nutrition of others, within the country, there are still issues with poverty that create problems with hunger and malnutrition.
All right, that sounds horrible, to be honest. All right, the next region we have on our list is the Middle East. Take it away.
1 out of 4 children in the Middle East live in poverty and have poor education. The life expectancy of people in the Middle East is 78 from 2014. 1 out of 5 children have to walk 30 minutes to get somewhat safe drinking water in the Middle East. 21% of the population is living on less than $2 a day in Iraq. Yemen's poverty rate is 42% in 2009 and got raised to 54.5% in 2012. In Egypt, the poverty rate is 26%, which is equal to 90 million people.
That's
all right.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's insane. They have to walk 30 minutes to get clean water.
Yeah, I think there's some serious problems if over half of the country lives in poverty.
Yeah.
That's quite true. This poverty is increased more by the war that's going on over there with the terrorist groups and everything, I assume.
Yeah, causes a lot of disorder and chaos that obviously creates problems within the country.
And it's really shocking to see how many people don't have safe food and safe water, which contributes to their health and all of that, and how they can't afford to travel as much, so they have to walk and they have to find that safe drinking water, which is very far away.
Yeah, that was part of the absolute poverty, the not having access to things water. Like food and water.
This is at least not half the fault of us first world nations.
All right. So the next region that we'd like to focus on is Europe. And I am interested to hear in what ways Europe is living in poverty.
Well, 25% of children in Europe struggle with poverty. 120 million people suffer from poverty or social exclusion, which means, like, disabilities, general discrimination, racism, etc.
Issues that prevent them from getting employed.
Yes. 27% of children live in poor households. And 1/7 out of people have a risk of entering poverty or cannot get out of the cycle.
That's interesting to me because aren't like places in Europe like first world countries? Are there places
In general, yes, but you also have to consider the difference between Western and Eastern Europe.
Places like Austria, Hungary. Would that be somewhere?
Austria and Hungary, I think, are first world, but especially Western Europe.
Oh.
Western Russia.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense then. Right,
I do feel
then.
Like
the places
people...
that were under the Iron Curtain.
Okay.
I do feel like a lot of people think that like places like the U.S. or Europe, they don't have a lot of poverty problems, but then when you really get down to the statistics,
I've also heard that Southern Italy is worse off than North, and Spain has had issues since the end of its colonization days.
Although it's clear that some countries have larger issues with poverty, it's really a problem everywhere.
Yeah,
in different ways.
All right, that's pretty interesting. But I want to move on to our next region, Asia.
Okay. In Asia, 766 million people live where they are either extremely poor or something of that nature. It's 1/2 of the world's child labor is in the Asian Pacific. Women and girls are vulnerable to exportation, assault, disease, and HIV. 67% of Uzbekistan makes less than $190 a day, which is crazy considering how much many Americans make a day.
So this is something I've heard recently about this thing called the feminization of poverty. Mm-hmm. Could you explain that to me a little bit more in a little bit more detail, since I'm not as well vested in this?
Okay. So the feminization of poverty is kind of women are more susceptible to becoming
to being in poverty.
Yeah, to being in poverty because generally speaking, the men will go out and do most of the work. And they usually stay at home. So once a woman or a child gets into poverty, it's very difficult for them to get out, and they tend to stay in poverty.
Yeah, I think a lot of issues with poverty, there could be a start to solving them by giving more opportunities for women. And you said that 1/2 of the world's child labor is in the Asian Pacific.
I did.
It's really shocking. But that's obviously a sign that a lot of families are struggling to break the cycle of poverty, that children have to start working in order to support their families.
I could never imagine working when I was, 7. Because I would be at home and I'd be, watching SpongeBob or something. These kids are out there and they're working to,
Alright, I'm gonna wrap this up because we want to save some more time for the end discussion, right? So, I want to continue with our final region, the final region that we're covering today, that is Africa. Anything for us, Africa?
In Africa, 75% of the world's poorest countries are actually located in Africa. And 48.5% of the people living in Africa make less than $1.25 a day, which is pretty insane in my mind. 40% of the Saharan Africa live in absolute poverty.
Absolute poverty?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Especially knowing that definition, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no water, no food, no basic human needs.
Yeah. All There's right. a lot of issues in Sub-Saharan
Actually,
Africa.
589 million people in Sub-Saharan Africa can't afford electricity.
Can't afford electricity.
Just has to make it so much harder for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That also contributes with, like, having less access to, you know, resources, education.
We're so used to living with electricity everywhere. It's just, like, something that we have, whereas, like, we don't realize how much of a privilege it is.
Yeah.
For sure. And 230 million people in Sub-Saharan Africa were underfed and hungry from 2014 to 2016.
Right.
That's a lot of people for that.
That
hunger.
Is. So,
yeah.
I want to ask you a question. So, I want to ask you all a question, a few questions at least. So, who do you think is the most, out of all these regions, who do you think is the most affected by poverty in your eyes?
I would say overall, probably, like, it just generally Africa, just because they haven't gotten to, like, one of the things that's helped people get, like, nations as in general get more of their citizens out of poverty is industrial revolutions, and Africa hasn't had that yet, or not as much yet.
All right.
I sadly would have to agree it's probably Africa, considering the statistics.
I see.
So, it's kind of weird, though, because Asian poverty is partially caused by industrial revolution, is it not?
All right.
I think, just as far as groups, though, I think children born into poverty, it's really difficult to break the cycle of poverty, especially because people in poverty have less access to education, and which is a vital tool in breaking the cycle of poverty.
They also don't have things as, like, social service and such as that, so they don't have any resources like we do over here. So, another question would be, how does the poverty relate to the other problems addressed by the SDGs, like SDG 2, and so on and so forth?
Well, hunger is a really big one, because if you don't have a lot of money for your family, you're not going to be able to afford either any food or healthy food, because as we all know, organic food and healthy food is a lot more expensive.
Remind me, which one is hunger on, which SDG is it?
SDG 2.
All right, SDG 2, all right, right.
Also, with the gender inequality mentioned, the feminization of poverty, that's an issue in a lot of impoverished countries as well.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Water, access to water is a big problem in Africa, especially.
Clean and safe water, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
in South Africa right now, aren't they running out of water?
Yeah, there's a
in Cape Town.
Sahara is getting bigger.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you two more questions. The last one's going to be a little bit more bigger and overarching, so I might need you to speed this second one up. So, how does the cycle of poverty work? How does it happen? Does it ever end?
Well, I feel like the only way for it to end is if you get an opportunity, like, if you get, like, some unannounced opportunity, because as, like, the parents have kids, they're going to have the kids that are in poverty, and then it's really hard to fight out of poverty. But the problem with it is that it's super easy to fall into poverty, but then really hard to get out.
Right.
Yeah, and because poverty is defined on a lot as, like, a lack of access to resources, a lot of times if you get access to the resources you need, it is easier to break the cycle.
Right. Final question, all right? What are your reactions to these facts on poverty and solution, and what do you think can we do to offer solutions to these poor and impoverished regions of the world?
One of the things that I think that we could do is get more involved with other regions. So as, like, there are other regions that don't have anything, the U.S. is a fairly rich country on its own. Even though we do have a lot of poverty, I feel like we should definitely help other regions more.
Yeah, I think international work would help, as well as, like I mentioned, getting women involved and just giving people the resources that they need.
Exactly.
For sure.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much, podcasters, for tuning in with us and listening to our thoughts and our opinions on what's happening in the world today. Now, thank you for listening, and we're signing off.